So as we, for the new year, as we go with that educational component that you talked about, John, as we're out in the community, when we host various community activities, when we invite the community in, I mean, have you guys talked about the council at all? I know you've been busy, or have you done anything, any suggestions for outreach for next year? Any thoughts? Open discussion.
This will serve as one once you guys are out in the community. Ways that you've been promoting the council, ways that you've been promoting the...
I do it all day.
Okay.
Shameless plug, I'm in Men's Health Magazine, December issue.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
All right.
Can I say the shame? Can I tell them what it's about? Do you mind? Right, right. There is a, of course, we know that there's an uptick of overdoses with fentanyl, especially too in the Black community as well, and especially with Black men. And you mind, Deslin, Deslin's husband died from a fentanyl overdose last year. I think it was last year, right?
21.
Yeah, 21. My sister died from a fentanyl overdose in 20. Deslin has been doing a lot of things to bring about awareness around overdoses in our community with fentanyl, especially with Black men's health. There's an uptick, there's been an uptick of suicide with Black males as well. And so she's just been a real advocate and spokesperson in regards to telling her story. So,
and it's fentanyl poisoning, because they didn't overdose.
It's poisoning. Oh, okay. All right. Thank you. See, those are things when we talk about languages, when we go out and we're doing presentations as well, I think language is important. So thank you so much for that.
Right.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. So I appreciate that.
The Men's Health
Magazine. Men's Health Magazine, December issue. I'm excited. I mean, getting the word out. So that's why I said, what was the question? Because I emphasize that piece of it. And those magazines, Men's Health Magazine, New York Times just came up. Oh, I mean, that platform is there. I don't know why they keep calling me. I'm just excited. I'm just like, huh? Who is this?
No, I'm just happy that you're willing to tell your story, because
I got a call from somebody in Minnesota that was just adding that. I hadn't even read the article yet. It came out there first. So bringing that awareness, what do I add to it now? Because I'm just, for mental health stigma is very important. So I'm constantly advocating and taking out. So that's just why I do it. I don't know what else. Just tell me what else to add to it.
No, that's all we wanted. What have you done so far? So that's great. That's amazing.
That's great. And I'm so glad that you, thank you for that with fentanyl poisoning, because I've been saying overdose a lot. And so I appreciate that. Thank you. Yeah.
I've gotten all of our LGBT community center people involved in going to the open house at the mental health solo with our
thank you.
And thank you. And now we have this in the council, so I'm pretty sure we're going to probably become very busy once we're out there. But again, I think we still need that educational component that we can have as a group in order so we know that we're saying the right things and we know what services are available.
So is there like a survey already that we can have, like when we're in the community or at work in different places, where I can ask someone, you know, that has had, could you fill the survey out for us to see your experience? Do we have something like that?
I believe they do them on their own. I know Granite Hills.
I'm saying like
we don't. We don't. But that's something we can.
That we go or we encounter and we come across somebody. Like, could you feel, you know, because it will come good and bad and ugly with that, but
And that's something we can work on for sure. Okay. I'll take note of that for sure.
Those will be metrics that can be developed by Dr. Jamalski and his team, that it's valid, so that it's valid data.
Mm-hmm.
It's a scientific piece.
Right. Because even in the work that you do, Ambrose, right, and Troni and that, and even when we're working with family members, I think that would be great to say, I mean, we could even just say, you know, what kind of, if people do not approach us or whether they do, what type of contact have you had within the mental health community services or whatever? So that's something that we could put on our plans for 2023. I like that. Yeah. Yes, Mary.
I can't remember who it was, somebody from the community, what are these interventions? The task force were lagging about LEAP.
Oh, there's so much going on. I can't remember.
Somebody from there wanted to do a, wanted to be involved with doing joint advocating with us.
Oh, okay.
From the city. And I don't remember his name.
Is that the task force that's looking at trying to develop a non-police officer crisis team?
Well, there was somebody that's out in the community, and I'll have to look at the list of names of people.
Okay.
But he approached me before the meeting on the call and said, advocating with a community stakeholder advisory group to bridge together to get the word out to he's involved with the city.
Madam Chair, Councilmember Governance. Was my governance call? Did he listen?
Might have.
It was, this sounds so familiar. It could have been, I already did those minutes, so yes, on our governance meeting call, and he was from the city.
Yeah,
and talked about how he wanted to partner.
Right.
Okay. All right. And another one too. I know that MHEC in Granite Hills was actually talking about a community advisory committee within their entities. So whether or not they establish it or not, and they can sit at the table, and we can get reports from them, or instead of establishing their own community advisory stakeholder council, they can collaborate with this council as well. And so maybe that's how we can get information from them, and then we can compile the data and surveys that's needed so we can have the data that's important to change some of the things that we need to change.
And their target person could be their quality person.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Right. But we have to have them come to the table to have the conversations with us and be transparent about it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So any thoughts with the surveys? I'm going to have Ambrose Troney. Any thoughts with doing the surveys? Anything as far as like 2023, as far as outreach that you're thinking about we can do, Ms. Trina, as well?
The tool of the survey sounds like a good idea. It's a lot of information taken right now. I'm trying to process everything. That's why I'm being really quiet. The announcement is I'm no longer with Sky Schools. I'm now at MCW Cancer Center working on mental health. So eventually I'll be getting out and engaging in a different way. I'd love to be able to have a tool to bring forth, you know, cancer is not just cancer, it's all action, exercise, nutrition. I have some ideas, but I just want to make sure I'm taking information first.
Right, so right. And then you can collaborate with the council as well. So I think we can have a lot of community partners that we really can get out and do a lot within the community. It's just trying to strategize all this, right? Right. Yeah. Troni, thoughts?
One happens to be around the community to prevent or to help support our impact center, our little house here. It's have subcommittees to look into all those resources that are in the community, in the community. We need to know what they're doing, what their capacity is. A lot of the responsibility is to get the information of making the connection with all the different resources in the community. Report back here and say, so I put on that, that families, we can, you know, kind of get the services before having to go to him. These resources can, in the community, we that we end up with and say, take this survey. I don't know, it's just a lot of good information I'm talking about. The last thought that I have is our, the council, Milwaukee County Mental Health Board advised real-time connection. So that real-time connection is, I guess I'm trying to figure out What does that really mean? What does that really look like? And how do we meet it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And how do we get those that we're in partnership with to also meet it? Like if we're saying, okay, it's in the community, they should also be a real time community, right? Or how do we get that information from them that we're, you know, we know that they have the capacity at this time to teach, you know what I mean? We can make this referral.
It does. Even the real time that, again, if our voices are resonated and we take the concerns mm-hmm. in real time yeah. to someone, is it going to be addressed? And addressed sooner rather than later, because we don't want to be considered a council that, what are you guys doing? Just meeting every month and that's it.
So then it sounds like it should make sense that the community health centers, the four community health centers, should have these out. It should be at the crisis respite houses and mm-hmm. places like that
right.
to make the connections back to the community stakeholder advisory board so they know that we exist.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. Yep. And John? Oh, I'm sorry. Troni, well, you're done. I'm sorry.
Basically says, if you'd like to be involved,
we can add that.
Bottom that you have, you
know, we can add that.
Contact, but if you would like to be involved, you know,
probably not per se. I don't know, even with the council, how many people on the council are we looking at, but being involved, coming, having your voice heard. If you would like to have your voice heard, that's something I think strategically we need to consider, because we talked about no more than 11 on the council, because then it can become, but right, but then have and, your voice.
And that's what that public comment will come into play as well, because that is going to be a standing item eventually once we get things rolling next year. So.
Right, because we do, that's one of the guidelines of the council, no more than 11.
Eight, 11 to 15.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Just so they have a sense that theirs, they could be part of it.
Ownership, yeah. And just having your voice heard. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Ms. Trina?
Actually, I just received a phone call last week of a young lady rents rooms to individuals, and she was having an issue with one of her tenants, and she was like, I don't know what to do. I mean, we're still there. And of course I gave her, you know, a couple of resources to call to get the help that she needed. And the first thing I said to her, make sure that they're trained. And when they came out, the first thing she asked them, are you trained to deal with individual that has mental health issues? And they clearly said, we just came out of training in August and September. So they are implementing training for the Milwaukee Police Department. So that when they come out, they're not as aggressive. And she was like, no, I don't want you to be aggressive. I need you to take a look and see if we can get them the help that they need. So
when they call, they
Tom, you're not muted.
Crisis unit. They've been training them for a while now. So just before they come, tell them to send a crisis unit.
Yeah, so she did call the crisis team.
Is that mobile crisis team being trained on a regular?
Yeah, they are being trained. So, which is important, because I have had that experience where they have came out to my home and not trained. Mm-hmm. I'm like, no, you can't come in because you come in aggressive. And I'm like, I don't want the aggressiveness because it's just going to send them to another level. Mm-hmm. So they are training now. So those are things that we need to know.
Absolutely.
Here. That those things are happening.
Right. Absolutely. And then when we do the educational component, things of what to say, mm-hmm. how to say it.
Yes.
Some things that you need to know as far as community. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Any other thoughts? I want to have you guys here all night. Any other thoughts?
Well,
go ahead, Ms. Jody.
Madam Chair, Council Member, so this is the confidential bio, but I was driving down the street one day listening to the radio, and I heard a Brandon Hills commercial. I was like, you know, they caught me off guard. I was like, turn it up, turn it up.
Okay.
You know, the person kind of looked at me like, I'm like, turn it up. And they actually, and it was on 98.3. I was like, okay.
So they are, they're doing it.
A black community radio station. Yes, they advertised on there, so trying to get the word out.
Absolutely. So as the council too, to reach out to them to find out what they're doing. So there's a lot of things. You talk about subcommittees though, Troni, but subcommittees, again, even with the council itself and the work that everyone has to do, how can we, in so many different committees, how can we work efficiently and effectively? Yes, John.
Yeah, on the commission aging, we have commissioners and councils, mm-hmm. and we have people, and that way more people could be involved in other
right.
specific.
And we had talked about that, so I think that's something that we would talk about next year, maybe once we get additional council members, is that to have different subcommittees as we move forward. But I think, all right, the next agenda item.